Section C.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Today, students who want to learn English in the U.S. have a wide choice of courses and institutions to choose from. And because the U.S. is such a big country, they also have a huge variety of locations in which to study. The U.S. has a long tradition of teaching English because, throughout its history, the country has welcomed immigrants from all over the world, most of whom have needed to learn English. Today, the U.S.'s English language teaching sector is well developed and its teachers are highly qualified and experienced. American universities and colleges welcome many thousands of overseas students each year who enroll on degree or postgraduate courses. Most of these institutions provide preparation courses for students who need to improve their English before they start university study. These courses are called intensive English language programs, and they are the most common type of courses taken by overseas students. In addition to language tuition, intensive English language programs give students the chance to get to know the school where they will be studying and become more familiar with the American academic environment.
Now the passage will be read again. Today, students who want to learn English in the U.S. have a wide choice of courses and institutions to choose from. And, because the U.S. is such a big country, they also have a huge variety of locations in which to study. The U.S. has a long tradition of teaching English because, throughout its history, the country has welcomed immigrants from all over the world, most of whom have needed to learn English. Today, the U.S.'s English language teaching sector is well developed, and its teachers are highly qualified and experienced. American universities and colleges welcome many thousands of overseas students each year who enroll on degree or postgraduate courses. Most of these institutions provide preparation courses for students who need to improve their English before they start university study. These courses are called intensive English language programs, and they are the most common type of courses taken by overseas students. In addition to language tuition, intensive English language programs give students the chance to get to know the school where they will be studying and become more familiar with the American academic environment.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Today, students who want to learn English in the U.S. have a wide choice of courses and institutions to choose from. And because the U.S. is such a big country, they also have a huge variety of locations in which to study. The U.S. has a long tradition of teaching English because, throughout its history, the country has welcomed immigrants from all over the world, most of whom have needed to learn English. Today, the U.S.'s English language teaching sector is well developed and its teachers are highly qualified and experienced. American universities and colleges welcome many thousands of overseas students each year who enroll on degree or postgraduate courses. Most of these institutions provide preparation courses for students who need to improve their English before they start university study. These courses are called intensive English language programs, and they are the most common type of courses taken by overseas students. In addition to language tuition, intensive English language programs give students the chance to get to know the school where they will be studying and become more familiar with the American academic environment.